Okay, I'm from the U.S. National Institute of Standards and Technology, and I work in our pervasive computing program as part of it. And I'll be talking about adaptable interfaces that we have a project that is focused on helping disabled people function effectively. If you have multimodal interfaces, you then have an opportunity to serve a user in multiple ways. For instance, if he can't use his hands. There are lots of things going on. We find that in order to have a pervasive, sensor-rich environment, you have to process a lot of sensor data. And I'm going to...
be discussing the leap care briefly to begin with, to kind of give a ground state on a really operational care environment for the elderly. It was developed by, and my apologies to Lydia and Lundberg and Bill Reed for any errors and omissions. They had been scheduled to come and give a presentation, but they weren't able to make it, so I'm going to give a couple quick slides. They have developed a care environment, which is a residential cluster, purpose-built, which is actually a pervasive computing environment. It's done rather discreetly. They created this business as a result of their dissatisfaction with the care that their own parents received as they declined, and they decided to try to create a technology-intensive environment that would allow people to function for longer periods more independently. As a consequence, they have quite a few people who have early dementia, but they have a technology environment that includes wired residential buildings. Each of the residents has a locator badge with a high-resolution IR locator and a low-resolution RF. This can be used for a couple of things. One is people with early Alzheimer's have good days and bad days. Sometimes they wander off the reservation. So if they go to take a walk and they're not really considered competent to leave the facility without aid, then aid